This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Huge crowds gathered Monday in Tehran to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
In their hundreds of thousands, Iranians thronged to the streets of Tehran on Monday for the funeral of their military commander, Qasem Soleimani. 4 days after he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq, finally a chance to say goodbye. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led prayers at the funeral of Soleimani and others killed in the strike. Since authorizing the killing, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran will be targeted again if Americans or American assets are attacked.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain, France and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's role in the region. AP's Zaria Shackley has that story.
This statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the US killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urge the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakili.
In the wake of the airstrike, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, that opens the door to the Islamic State.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is vowing to pay whatever it takes to help victims of the devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states.
I outlined today that this is an initial and additional investment of $2 billion. If more is needed and the cost is higher, then more will be provided.
24 people have died since the blazes began. Three Americans were killed by Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group during an attack on Sunday on a military base in Kenya. Reuters' Sarah Charlton has more.
Pictures released by militant group al-Shabaab Sunday claim to show the aftermath of an attack in Kenya, which killed three Americans. One U.S. military service member and two contractors were killed in Sunday's attack on a military base close to the Somali border. Several others were wounded, and the Kenyan military said a number of militants were dead. Now the attack presents another crisis for Washington. The Pentagon is grappling with a rapidly escalating standoff with Iran following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Iran's top military commander.
That's Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been indicted on new sex crime charges in Los Angeles. The same day as his trial on separate rape and sexual assault charges gets underway in New York. L.A. County District Attorney Jackie Lacey said Weinstein has been charged with raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents over a two-day period in 2013.
We believe the evidence will show that the defendant used his power and influence to gain access to his victims and then committed violent crimes against them.
Lacey said Weinstein is expected to appear in court in California after his trial in New York is finished. And Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is lashing out at police for preventing him from attending the National Assembly, where he was due to be voted in for a second term as parliament speaker. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.